Live the No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber. I am America's voice, fierce and fearless in pursuit of the truth. Let's be honest, somebody has to do it. The corporate media is not going to, so I will. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, a former professor and radical environmentalist charged with setting numerous California wildfires. Think about that, a Green New Deal radical torching the forest. Number two, an American hero is born, but not in America. No, her star began to shine long ago and far away, but there is a reason. Legal immigration, such a blessing to our nation. Number three, the COVID wars are heating up. In the streets of Europe and Australia, citizens revolt against government mandates and lockdowns. We'll get to all of that, but we start today in Waukesha, Wisconsin, with breaking news of a horrendous series of events that unfolded during the Christmas parade there yesterday afternoon. If you haven't seen it or heard it, brace yourself. An SUV raced through the crowd at a high rate of speed. More than 50 people are injured. 5 are dead today. Many of those children were told, but we're waiting on the confirmation of who the victims are. Racing through the crowd. A convicted felon. Out on bail just 2 days ago. $1,000 in bail. Released. This man. Onto the streets. And it all comes in the wake of the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict. Is the corporate media, the mainstream media, politicians, celebrities in Hollywood and in sports, have denigrated the jury and continue to call Kyle Rittenhouse a white supremacist through all of it. And you have to look at this and say, listen, these things are connected. All of this hatred, all of this divisive rhetoric. It's connected. You continue to tell one group of people they are victims and the other they are oppressors, and you continue to push this horrible narrative. And you push it on Wisconsin, then suddenly you have this just a few miles away in Wisconsin. And by the way, let's set the record straight about Kyle Rittenhouse and his white supremacy, shall we? He sat down with Tucker Carlson. I want to go to Byte 15 and share with you some of his comments about race before this tragedy in Waukesha. Listen.
This case has nothing to do with race. It never had anything to do with race. It had to do with the right to self-defense.
Right.
I'm not a racist person. I support the BLM movement. I support peacefully demonstrating. And I believe there needs to be change. I believe there's a lot of prosecutorial misconduct, not just in my case, but in other cases. And it's just amazing to see how much a prosecutor can take advantage of somebody.
I agree with that, prosecutorial misconduct, but it's different in this case. You see, the prosecutor in this case is one of those that was funded by George Soros to get to his position, money brought in to get him elected, who bragged about letting lots of people out of jail. And the gentleman that plowed through the crowd, we're told, well, he was out on $1,000 bail just 2 days ago. Pretty remarkable, really. A 39-year-old black man is the suspect in custody. That according to numerous websites. And an Illinois Democrat tied directly the Rittenhouse case to the massacre in Waukesha. She did this on Twitter over and over and over yesterday. She is the media director for the Democrat Party, DuPage County, Illinois. Mary Lemansky, her name. She's mocking the victims in Waukesha, is this Democrat, on social media, picked up by numerous news sites. Mary Lemansky, probably just self-defense, hashtag Wisconsin, hashtag Kyle Rittenhouse. Then she tweeted, the blood of Kyle Rittenhouse's victims is on the hands of Wisconsin citizens, even the children. This is your Democrat Party. Congratulations, Illinois. You reap what you sow, Wisconsin, she tweeted. Oh, she went on and on and on. Someone who believes in reaping what you sow, Wisconsin put that bad energy out there. It came back real fast. This is what she was tweeting all night. Mary Lemansky. The DuPage County, Illinois, Democrat Party media director, social media director. Congratulations, Democrats. This is what you've created. You've created an angst in this country so toxic that what happened in Waukesha was sadly predictable and unfortunately won't be the last event like this that we see, I fear. You see, if you go to the page of the man accused of ramming through the crowd, Daryl Brooks, if you go find Daryl Brooks on the internet, you'll find out that he was a supporter of Defund the Police, a guy angry about the Rittenhouse verdict, a guy that believes white supremacists are a problem. Then he's roaring through the crowd of dance troops, and the dancing grannies, marching bands. More than 50 injured, 5 are dead. And like I said, it's likely to increase, unfortunately and sadly. Many of these people carry these scars for the rest of their lives. Young people that are maimed and injured to this extent will carry injuries for the rest of their lives. Disfigured, limping, broken, crumpled on the ground they were. In his SUV, the scenes of the SUV, the pictures afterwards, unbelievable. $1,000 cash bail posted November 19, 2021. He has open felony cases. Several felonies pending against this defendant today. Daryl Brooks has several felonies pending against him, including reckless endangerment, 2 counts, domestic assault, felon in possession of a firearm, and the list goes on and on. But he was released because the prosecutor in Milwaukee County, Wisconsin, believes that people shouldn't actually be in jail. These are the kind of people that are empowered by George Soros, and they're financed by George Soros, and financed by the far left, and financed and celebrated by people like the Illinois Democrat Party. White supremacists in Congress celebrating little murderous white supremacist Rittenhouse, so said MSNBC's Tiffany Cross Saturday. White supremacists roam the halls of Congress freely, celebrate this little murderous white supremacist, and the fact that he gets to walk the streets freely, it lets you know these people have access to instituting laws. Her guest replied, this is what these people want. This is the majority of white people, what they vote for. Really? This is what they want. White folks, this is what they want. White folks, look at it. Look at yourselves. It's gross. Oh, it's gross, all right. And I'm not looking at me. I'm looking at you, MSNBC. You ought to be ashamed, if you had any shame, for the corporate media that empowers and feeds this kind of toxic garbage, this kind of filth and sickness. You ought to be ashamed, because what has happened in Waukesha is predictable enough. If you continue to fan those flames and feed that garbage, something bad is about to happen. It did. Quick break. I'll be back.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. Patriotfoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
Business owners know there's no substitute for experience. In Michigan, that means the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. The Michigan Chamber is always working to protect, connect, and strengthen Michigan companies. The Michigan Chamber is on the front lines every day, getting Michigan back to work. That's never been more important than it is today. The Michigan Chamber is dedicated to Michigan and the men and women that make it work here every single day. The time is now for the Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
This is the Steve Gruber Show, the fearless pursuit of truth.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com, GruberHealth.com.
You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. There are thousands of teens in foster care who would love to put up with you. Call 1-888-200-4005 or visit AdoptUsKids.org for more information.